y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to check out my newest album, Kwang U Puer Eternos, at stevieweebybandcamp.com.
And some come see me live on tour in San Antonio, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky, Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Petersburg, Florida for a special Scissor Bros Live and stand up on the spot.
Woo!
Also, you can see me in Springville, Utah, Tacoma, Washington, Oxnard, California, and Huntington Beach, California. Get tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com and get that new Scissor Bros merch shirt.
Woo!
Let's get into this episode of Scissor Brothers.
Do you pick your butt? Do you pick butt crust out of your butt at all?
I don't have butt crust.
Are you sure?
Scissor Brothers.
I like whatever you got going with your style. I like what you got going on there.
It's for you guys.
Yeah, is that for us?
It's for you guys.
Where could I get a pair of pants like that?
From,
are they Carpenter?
I guess they are. Yeah, they're at Carpenter Pants. See, they got a little loop in here.
Yeah,
they,
and that's for the hammer?
For the hammer loop, yeah.
Can I guess what kind those are?
Sure.
I'll guess, then you guess.
Okay.
Are we recording?
Those are... Hey, this is how we do it. We might be.
You
know what?
We love you here, though.
You know what?
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Those are Carhartts.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, those are off a... teddy bear.
Be serious.
A train conductor teddy bear in 1984. No?
Those are Dickies.
I can't guess.
They're
no,
Dickies.
Not Dickies, no.
I think they're Levi.
Mm-mm. Those are Ben Davis.
No, it's some designer.
Are those Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah.
Todd Snyder.
There you go. Todd Snyder. Oh, the good Todd. The late Todd Snyder. Get your Todd Snyder.
Todd today, baby.
Yeah.
Todd, send me some stuff.
Yeah.
I love your stuff, Todd.
Yeah. Okay, guess where he got these glasses from?
Spirit Halloween.
On the ground.
On the ground at Spirit Halloween?
I don't even know where he got them.
They were probably from Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they're probably from like an elementary school thing, like a function.
Dude, he's getting warmer.
That's I'm all self-conscious now. I'm going to take them off.
Why? They look good on you.
They don't go with the episode.
What do you mean?
They do?
I dig them.
They don't, they're not like intrusive.
I mean,
intrusive.
You guys have a thing where you kind of don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah. Have you seen our stuff, man?
Yes, I have. I came prepared.
Yeah,
I'm like,
did
you know,
what have you seen so far? What's your impression of like what we do here?
That you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
That's exactly what I like to hear.
So if you have a fart, dude,
I wish
fart
I had
into
fart.
The mic.
I'd have to be so relaxed laying on my stomach. I'd have to be like a Sunday morning.
Okay, hope that we can get you
there.
What are you guys giving me to fart? Drinking on there?
I'm having a little Americano from Starbucks.
See, I like them already.
And
I know.
I got this about 3 hours ago, and it's still almost too hot to drink.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That's my drink.
Is it really?
Americano?
Yeah.
Dude, Americano, people
I thought it was Coriano.
Cortado.
Come on,
get it in there.
Also,
the comedian's timing for you guys.
Okay, you also macchiato like guy too?
Not explain what macchiato. Americano is into
Americano that. Is espresso and hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the ultimate coffee drink because if you want to taste coffee that someone spent a lot of time on roasting, procuring, growing, doing all these things, pulling the shot in a way that's been designed to do, that's how you taste the coffee the best, because it extracts the coffee, it thins it out through the water, so you get to taste it all, taste everything. And it's the ultimate way to drink really, really good coffee, really, really good espresso. You should have an Americano or a shot of espresso, but the shot's so strong, I think Americano is the best, because it's like if you have a color black, right? And you dilute the black, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, that's purple, or that's blue, or that's green, because it's just condensed. And so you get to taste the essence of it is thinned out, and you get to really taste it. And I'm talking about Starbucks right now. So.
Now, big question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you get it with the classic two shots, or do you dilute it to one shot?
I just order it as is, which I think is two shots.
It's two shots.
Yeah,
I used to work there.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, because I love Starbucks. I'm going to throw you a curveball, too, right now.
I love
Explain
it. No,
to
love
them
it.
What a dirty
chai
latte is.
Dirty chai latte is a chai latte with a shot of espresso.
Bingo bongo.
Wow,
bongo.
So you know your stuff.
I guess. Does that know my stuff? That's not that big
what
a deal,
are the seasonal changes that Starbucks adds to their menu?
See, I'm not a big Starbucks guy. I'm not. I like Starbucks, but I don't know Starbucks.
Do you like
my
Starbucks
wife knows
napkins?
Starbucks.
Well, why don't you go ahead, dude?
Evidently not. I don't have any.
Well, why don't you tell them what I do then, if you're going to take it there?
You a napkin man?
Go tell John. Let him know.
Wow, this is
Steve
so intimate.
Sometimes will walk into Starbucks.
What do you mean sometimes? All the time. All the time.
He grabs a fistful of napkins and walks out like a crazy person.
But how do you do that now? Because now it's like a pull. You pull one to get one. So now you have to do this. If you want a fistful of napkins, you got to go like that, you know?
I'm the napkin guy.
Oh. You should see my glove box.
You got these?
Oh. It's like a fat wad. Like, you know.
See, he's like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are you...
Wait, so you're both napkin guys?
We're napkin guys.
Maybe
Johnny's...
we should sing a song about
napkin guys.
I am napkin guy.
Johnny's
I
a always, napkin guy.
Okay. If I... When they give you one napkin someplace... What am I gonna do with just one napkin?
I'm out of toilet paper at the moment, and I've got no paper towels.
Go ahead, Johnny.
But open up my glove box and look inside. You'll see a bunch of brown little things rolled up, ready to ride. I take napkins from Starbucks, as many as I can carry, bitch. I take napkins from Starbucks and would do it even if I was rich.
Just a couple napkin guys living their best life,
cleaning up the spills I make,
going everywhere without a fork and knife, because all they need is a sweet, 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 sweet napkin.
Not a sanitary napkin, that's for something else. Nothing wrong with that, but it's not for me.
Napkins.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I told you he was going to have the good vibes today.
I know. I love it. I knew he was going to step it up.
Love singing.
Now, something that we do on this show that the people love at home is we do scissors, and it's... We cross our arms like this across our chest, and basically it elicits positivity and cancels out the negativity in the air.
This
does? Uh-huh. You count out loud while you do it. This is a scissor.
One. Good.
So we do that with our guests. Yeah. If you'd like to participate, then you're more than welcome.
So right now, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Johnny.
One, two, three, four.
Go, Johnny.
Five.
Six,
seven,
Johnny,
eight,
ten,
nine, ten,
Johnny,
11,
12, Johnny,
13,
14,
Johnny,
15, oh, he's doing the legs too,
Johnny,
17,
18,
Johnny,
19,
20,
Johnny,
21,
Johnny, 26,
how long? Okay, that was great. I hope you guys were doing that at home along with us. Is there... When you kept saying Johnny,
I like Johnny better than John, because you know, like some of my favorite movies, like Do It for Johnny. Remember, like
Johnny is a very '80s name.
Yeah,
too.
Well, no, I think Johnny's more even more timeless, right? Like,
yeah,
Johnny, I guess so. Like, I mean, John is
Johnny
just,
Appleseed.
Johnny just, Appleseed, yeah.
Johnny from Cobra Kai.
Johnny, yeah, do it for
yeah. Right, yeah.
Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
Yeah,
you know?
Then he was the bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like that movie?
I haven't seen it in. I don't know how long, maybe 30 years, probably.
The original?
Yeah.
So did you see it in the movie theater or just on VHS?
Oh, I definitely did not see it in the movie theater. No.
On VHS? Because that was a long time ago.
I may have seen it on VHS.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like to say you've seen something on VHS.
Yeah,
like,
I still have a VCR inside.
Oof, I have a TV VCR combo in our kitchen.
Oh, that's old school. Love yeah. that shit,
man. Dude, that's great.
You're in there cooking, and you put on like a tape.
Yeah. Oh.
And you have it playing in the background.
Yeah, is that a Midwest thing, you think?
I think it is. You know this guy named Old Time Hockey? He's on like TikTok. He's some Canadian guy with a huge beard, and he makes like, he talks super close to the mic and makes like comfort foods and puts on a movie. He's got like, two really cute dogs.
Yeah.
It's all like, what's that, ASMR thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we don't say that around here.
Really?
We tried to do one ASMR episode and they hated
it. We did an ASMR episode. Yeah. An entirely ASMR. People lost their minds.
Why don't you and Johnny try to do another one?
No, thank you.
But also, ASMR is so subjective.
Yeah. Oh, no, some people love it, or that drives other people crazy.
Also, I think that what we think is ASMR, a lot of people, that doesn't work for them as ASMR, but there's certain things for me that work as ASMR, and they're really weird.
Like
it's
what?
Like someone like a certain tone of voice explaining like how plumbing works. Like a regular guy. Like just someone like a random person will be, I don't know how to describe it, but it's
no,
a thing
I
where
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's relaxing to you.
Once in a while, I get it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting like Luke Skywalker'd right now by a fucking contractor because he's talking about something.
And you
something.
Can sleep peacefully that way?
It's not sleeping. It's like I'll be standing there and all of a sudden I'll feel, oh, so what else about the way the windows are cocked? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you got these, you got double Dutch ding dong whistles here. You want to always re-inhibit that exhaust thing because you don't want to have a leak permeation for this liner lock and that's going to be a thing. But you know, you got a great setup here. So it's like all that sort of thing.
It calms you down. Like, how does it make you feel? Calm? Is it calming?
For real calm. Yeah. Real like, oh, really? Okay. You got this, huh?
Sure.
You got this.
How much do I need to spend?
Yeah. Well, that's what I always say. That's my thing is everything's a scam, but it's like, do you want to either enjoy getting scammed or do you want to like be miserable and save like $50?
Yeah. Give us an example of a scam.
I would say any type of home improvement whatsoever.
So
literally anything.
Like a roofing thing? Like if they want to patch your ceiling up or something?
Anything that involves roofing. Repairing something at a home.
Mm-hmm. Toilet, like if you're trying to fix your toilet or something.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are all
even moving. If you move
scam.
Your stuff, oof.
What do you mean by that?
It's expensive.
Because I might have to move soon.
In what year?
Pretty soon.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that it's not going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
You think so?
Do you want to move or you have
no,
to
they,
move?
No, they sold my building to another management company.
How recently?
In the last... I would say a year or so.
It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been
already. I've heard, I have a bunch of friends that's happened to, and they're just like, it's been 5 years. I'm still waiting for the payout.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, and then a tree fell over and almost hit one of the cars.
Damn.
And so before coming here, there was a couple guys like with the chainsaw and like cutting it in half. And I'm like,
chainsaws are a scam.
Is that a scam too?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. I was probably. Just curious. Yeah.
Ideal situation. If you could stay there, would you stay there another 5?
Well, the thing is I have a rent control, Johnny, so...
Oh, and you got to take advantage.
Yeah, it's really very cheap for me.
Not a scam.
Yeah.
No.
So you're from Minnesota, huh?
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Because me and my brother lived there too. Can I throw the town and tell... And then see
go ahead, talk about Minnesota all you wish.
Edina.
Edina, I've been up there. We spent plenty of piece of time around Edina.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
And do you play ice hockey?
I played around a bit with it when I was a child.
Yes.
I did.
And the Copenhagen, like at the...
Oh, Skull, Copenhagen. Yeah. You got to put a dip in. If you get on the ice, you got to be dipping. You got to be...
Down the alley.
You got spitters? You got an empty Sprite bottle I can spit into? Oh, you dip? Dude, that's for real, dude.
Oh,
there's
does.
No spit, though, Johnny.
He swallows.
You swallow?
There's nothing. It's like coffee to me.
You're Narnar. That's Narnar right
that's
there.
That's Narnar
Even
Binks.
From a guy from Minnesota?
Dude, that's true
Narnar.
Yeah,
Binks.
All the guys I knew would be like, you got spitters, bro? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I got, you know, I took a bunch of that beach knot with my dad and got
so
all fucked up.
So did they peer pressure you with this, Johnny?
Actually, no. I never got peer pressured with tobacco in high school.
What
no.
about alcohol?
No, actually, no. But, I peer pressured myself, really. I think I was like really just steadfast in doing what I wanted to do back then.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt any peer pressure at all, really, for real. But then eventually it's like, oh, I want to drink. And I did. And I tried chewing tobacco. I was like, oh, this is terrible for me. Yeah.
Do you purchase alcohol currently ever?
Yeah, sometimes. Do you get carded? Not usually. I get carded in places where I don't live. I feel like if you go to like any sort of city where people visit, like if you go to I was in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I got carded in San Diego. I was at like a yakitori place at 11 p.m. after the show just the other night, and I was like, "You guys are carding me? Okay, you know, happy to show you my ID, person who is much younger than me."
Right.
Yeah. Are you? What's your drink of choice?
I don't know. I like beer, I think. I just like beer.
What kind of beer do you like?
I like...
Can we do the guessing game, me and Jeremiah?
Go for it.
You go first.
I'm going to say Stella.
Ooh, I like Stella, but I wouldn't choose it if I had to choose any beer.
Mm. Heineken?
No.
White Claw.
Ooh, no. I do like White Claw tea, though.
What about Miller Lite?
Yeah. I like it, all right. I like it. I don't love it, but I'll do it.
Okay, you do another one.
He just said he liked it.
I know, but there's probably one that he really likes.
Bud Light?
No. I've drank a lot of Bud Light, though, back in the day, but I feel like I drank so much of it.
Natty Light? Oh, no, I got one for you. Keystone.
Not a fan. That's too thin.
Miller Genuine Draft.
I like that a lot, but you never see it. MGD, baby. MGD is great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, the way you keep saying Johnny, now this is...
I don't know why.
No. It's the way you're saying it. Listen. One second. The way you're saying Johnny is eliciting a memory in my head, but I don't remember. It's like a cartoon or something where... Is there an Asian guy and a white guy in a cartoon where the lead character is named Johnny?
Gosh. There's got to be now.
Am I going crazy here?
Why don't you do your Chinese Johnny voice?
I am not doing that.
No, just do it for the camera.
No.
Johnny!
No. Do it for the camera, Jeremiah.
Do it.
Do it for the camera.
Is there a cartoon or something where there's like, it's Johnny something?
Johnny Angel?
No.
Johnny Jack Jim?
It's only Johnny Tsunami, but that's not a cartoon.
Johnny Bravo?
Was it Johnny Bravo?
Could be. I don't remember Johnny Bravo too well.
But is there an Asian guy in that cartoon?
Why does he have to be Asian?
Is there specific? I'm getting a core memory unlocked.
And he goes, Johnny.
Yeah, it's like,
oh my God.
Johnny.
There's like an Asian guy that's funny. Going Johnny.
But
so
there's something about him. There's a familiar thing about him. He's got like a nostalgic vibe to
he's
him.
A timeless energy.
He's a timeless guy. Yeah. Like I could see him totally in like a Coen Brothers movie. Like he's got like that Fargo kind of like this timeless Coen Brothers vibe to me.
I have an I have like a face that looks like it's not like a new face.
Yeah, yeah. Like it could be from the 60s or something. Yeah.
That's a classic like a look.
Yeah, I look like a guy who like, you know, be like a recruit for the CIA in the 60s kind of thing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I used to have my haircut a lot different than this. I used to have like high and tight haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I had like that, I looked like, you know, I looked like a fucking, like a guy who'd be in Vietnam, like some brat who gets mowed down.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
What is the, would you say, the youngest role that you played? Because you played in a lot of different TV and movies.
Yeah.
Youngest role you think you've played and the oldest role you think you played? Like on screen.
Well, you know, time moves forward.
Yeah.
And so it's like, as time goes on, mm-hmm. it's like, you mean like, what's the most disparity between my current actual age and the character I played?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Probably the greatest disparity, I think, was probably Son of Zorn. And that was because I was supposed to be playing a high school student and I definitely was 30-something.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
I guess, but that's kind of normal too.
Justin Long has that kind of career too.
He does have that, yeah.
He's played, you know, he's a guy that doesn't age very much.
Yeah, I think actually a lot of actors don't really age. A lot of actors look the same for about 20 to 30 years. They just play a slightly younger version or a slightly older version of that bandwidth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially with guys, with men, it's like you either look like a dad or you look like someone who's like dating the daughter, you
the
know?
The guy next door.
Mm-hmm. Or you, yeah, and most character actors are like, they have like a bandwidth, and you always see them, like someone like Wilford Brimley, right? He's been acting for a long time, but he's always been playing the same character. And you can't, he hasn't been a grandpa for 30 years, but he has been. There's so many character actors who look like, because just with, there's a lot of those guys the Coen brothers use. I can't think of some of their names right now, but they all have always played sort of like a vague 40s, 50s uncle type character.
Is that like a Steve Buscemi maybe? No?
I feel like he's one, but I'm thinking more like lesser known people.
Right. I'm just not good. But you just don't know their names.
People you would immediately be like, oh, that guy. You know, immediately. Like Powers Booth or like...
Like the dad from Family Matters. He played cops randomly.
Yeah, what's his name? Not
Carl Winslow. Carl Winslow. His character name, but I forget his...
Yeah, great name. He's great. Yeah, so many guys like that. They just like exist in a period of time where they just stay in it. And at some point you become a grandpa, but a lot of times you're like a dad age.
What about the guy? Remember Rambo First Blood, the sheriff in the town?
No.
Okay, because I saw him in other movies too. I'm like, oh, he's a character guy. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a guy who's for sure we know his name. What's the guy from Sling Blade? You know, the guy from the beginning of Sling Blade, who's like talking to Billy Bob Thornton's character, talking to Carl, being like, I like a girl with arm hair. His name is, God, he died. He was like the greatest character actors ever.
Ryan,
why
don't you look that up real quick? Because we're talking.
He was in, God, what's his name?
What, dude, this is interesting. Yeah.
This is the cool
Ryan's
cool show.
Doing his taxes. Yeah, yeah. He's not even listening to the conversation. He's not Googling anything. He's just like,
no, but that's commendable. Like, you know, because you can make a career doing character work.
Oh, yeah.
You can kind of be
career.
In the cut and still get a lot of work, but you're not like a household name yet.
Yeah.
You know, but then you're still getting work throughout the years. That's not a bad gig.
I think it's exceptional. There's a lot of people who, you know, have a wonderful life and they're. It's stunningly incredible actors, but they just never are playing a lead. But also, they're indispensable to the story because a lot of those people, they have to do more because if you have something, think about someone like the center of the wheel as the lead, you don't want them doing a whole lot because it becomes distracting. There shouldn't be too much of a character. Mm. If you think about that, like any kind of big movie or show, usually the lead is kind of not super exciting, dynamic.
A lot of times the lead is the most boring
exactly.
part. Yeah.
And everything else is like added on to it. Because think about like Deadwood, right? Like Timothy Oliphant's character is pretty boring and he doesn't like do a lot of crazy stuff, but he's surrounded by all these super colorful, amazing actors. So it works and it's why it works is because he's not super colorful. To be
what got you into the whole business? Like, when did you start acting and doing all that?
Like, professionally? I don't know. I think I just, just little by little, I had, like, some tiny little role, like, 15 years ago or something like that for some show that I think you probably can't even watch now. It was just, like, you know, little by little. Because I was taking improv class right when I started stand-up at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a thing where a lot of these casting directors would just... Everybody who's on like the UCB improv roster, they come in. We'll see everybody who like fits. Every man under 40, we'll bring them in and we'll just read them for this little tiny role because they want like improvisers.
Right.
I think a lot of times they would also bring people in. They still probably do this. They bring people in to improvise so they can be like, okay, thank you. And they take what you said and it goes into the script.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
Really?
It happens all the time. It's been happening forever.
Yeah.
It's like the kind of thing where people get mad about it. We're like, oh, wait.
I've seen one of my lines that I riffed end up in a commercial. And
absolutely.
They didn't book me on. I was like,
don't. Isn't that pleasure?
No, it's not because you sign a thing that says like they can do whatever they want.
Really?
Yeah. It sucks.
Oh, because
you didn't write it.
Yeah.
You're and just also coming up with it.
Yeah. You didn't work. You don't work for them. And that audition is like their property, basically.
But you know they got it from you.
Yeah.
You
totally.
Just know. You know it.
Yeah, you know it.
Every time I saw it. Yeah. Did that make you mad?
I was like, really? Yeah. You're going
to
do that?
It'd be nice to get a little bit of credit.
A little something. Yeah,
but they'd have to acknowledge they did it then.
Yeah, and then that's not happening.
Then they could be
SNL has stolen whole sketches.
No.
They've stolen whole sketches in the last couple of years from YouTubers. Like, literally just been
that's
like.
That's messed Whoop. Up. Really?
100%.
Premises, whole premises?
The whole sketch, almost everything, almost word for word, but like, it's the kind of thing where...
Changing slightly enough.
not even changing it that much at all. You know the Birthday Boys? Those guys, they had a show on IFC Network like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They had an entire sketch lifted by SNL. It was one of those things where, you know, because it's not a very big community, you know? It's pretty, everyone knows each other.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's the kind of thing where the people who, everyone's watching the same thing.
Yeah, so that's the writers just going on YouTube and just stealing it?
Or it's like some person in the writer's room maybe mentioning a sketch. Everyone's hanging out, they mention it, and someone who's less acquainted with those people maybe is like, they write, I don't know. It can happen a thousand ways, I guess. But
Game of Telephone quickly turns into, you know.
Especially if someone likes it, like higher-ups, producers like it a lot.
They want to figure out a way.
Oh, no, that's not, we can't do that. It's like, you guys said it, so we like it. We're going to use it. Mm. You know, you can't like take something away from someone once they smell it.
Yeah.
Hey, Gerald. So Gerald is our giraffe right here. I have a. We sometimes talk to him, and he talks back to us. Gerald, what do you think of Johnny's scent?
I feel like he's trying to appropriate and smell like a giraffe.
Well, I didn't put on any cologne or anything. Because I just didn't know I'd be so close to you. I mean, I did know I was going to be so close to you. I just didn't think about... Honestly, I was inconsiderate. I'm sorry. I thought as an animal, you would prefer a more natural smell. Because sometimes when I walk by people and they have sort of like a strong smell, I'm like, hoof, I would just smell some BO. So I figured that you would be the same way as me. Because you're an animal and I'm an animal and I live outside and... I just thought that we would agree on that. I didn't know. I didn't know. My fault for assuming, but I really love the way you smell.
Thank you.
Johnny, do you have any questions for Gerald?
Yeah, Gerald, how's that second brain?
What the fuck? I don't even know what this guy's smoking.
Oh, second heart. Is it a second brain? I don't know. Gerald, I don't know.
Sometimes I feel a second heartbeat in my big old fat long.
Johnny, do you have any questions for Terrence the Tree here?
Terrence the Tree. Terrence,
because we're neglecting him a
little bit. Terrence, is now a good time for me to plug my upcoming dates in Chicago?
Thank you. Please feel free.
Is it, Terrence? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay.
I extend my branch of promotion.
Sorry, Terrence. I'll be in Chicago in February at the Den.
Okay,
keep doing going. A whole run of shows from my solo show. Minnesota Reggae Colostomy Bag. You can come see it in Chicago at the Den.
Terrence wants to know how you get tickets.
You get tickets, go to johnnypemberton.dog or go to my Instagram, which is just Johnny Pemberton.
Spell it out, the last name.
Johnny please. _ Pemberton, PEMBERTON. Or you can go to johnnypemberton.dog, mm-hmm. which is my name, .dog, and that's my actual website. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to youtube.com/justmynipples and watch videos about it there. 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th in Chicago, Illinois at the Den, yes. Minnesota Reggae Colostomy Bag, my special one-person show that is, I don't hold a mic. It's like that. Great. It's one of those kind of things.
It's one of those things?
Yeah. It's one of those things.
You have a lav mic on or do you have a headset?
You just go. I might have a little headset.
Yeah, right? One of the little ones?
Yeah, one of the little like Billy Connolly style.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have any questions for Terrence?
Well, he asked him if he could plug the dates. But if you have another one, that's
but
fine.
But do you have a question for Terrence?
Terrence, do you feel undervalued as a fig ficus in this current climate zone?
We all feel undervalued at times, but we must leave those who do not root for us in the long term of life.
Okay, I hope that sufficed.
It's very nuanced, to be honest. I just didn't expect... again, it's not that I didn't expect. It's not what I meant. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tree of knowledge.
Would you say that you are a frugal person, or do you think that you are a kind of guy who's willing to spend kind of willy-nilly at your disposal?
I'm pretty frugal.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's one of us.
I know. I think he's one of us.
Give us an example.
Is there something that you do that you might be like, some people might consider that a frugal thing that I do?
Well, the napkins are actually, I think napkins are more of like a, you just want to have napkins because.
If you spill something in your
car. I spill a lot.
Yeah.
I spill all the time. I'm a big spiller.
Do you get a runny nose too? I mean, when your nose.
Yeah, but I'm more of a spiller. It's just like a.
What are you laughing at?
This is like a thing like, Johnny, we're trying to find out if you do cocaine recreationally.
No, I'm just saying. That's for napkins. Napkins come into play.
Well, like, hey, does your nose ever run?
Hey, you ever got a problem with something with your body?
Hey, you ever have a, it's called like wax in your ears?
You ever feel like a fluid coming out of you that you don't want coming out?
Do you ever need to pee your pants, but then you're like, there's a toilet right over there, I might as well go?
Do you ever shit and then finish the job and then start driving for 20 minutes and realize you got a lot more inside of you that needs to come out now?
Do you ever pluck a hair and you're like, that's not just ingrown, that's outgrown?
Do you ever have go to a doctor to have a large mole removed and on the way home realize, oh, that was not a mole, that was a nipple. And then you got blood?
Do you ever have a hard booger in your nose and you it hardens like a calcified rock and you stick your pinky finger in your nose but there's blood attached to the booger?
Ooh.
I ruined your guys' improv.
Blood attached to the booger.
I ruined your guys' improv. I didn't want to get involved. You guys were on a roll.
Dude, I liked it.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
This reminds, what's that song? There's when the bullet hits the bone.
Oh, yeah.
When the blood hits the booger.
Yeah. Do you ever eat your boogers at all still?
No, I don't.
Do you?
I oh, okay. But could you imagine if I said yes to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Do you pick your butt? Do you pick butt crust out of your butt at all?
I don't have butt crust.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I clean my. I'm very clean down there because it's like I go to the bathroom a lot.
Baby wipes or toilet paper?
I think I use toilet paper with I put like a special cleansing lotion on there.
Whoa!
Yeah. Frugal Brothers. Strike again with that.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's because I have bowel issues. So
you do.
Yeah, I used to have colitis, and now I have pouchitis.
What's that?
What is that?
It's inflammatory bowel disease. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, really? And what does that entail?
It entails going to the bathroom frequently, sometimes with urgency, and oftentimes with it's not consistent. Like, I don't have a large intestine. I have my colon removed.
Oh,
it's gone.
Like, so food goes through. It just goes through. Yeah.
Sort of, but just not right through. But mm-hmm. I mean, it's been this way for most of my life, so it's not like a big deal.
So how often do you shit?
Just depends, but probably at least 4 or 5 times a day.
Damn! Yeah. Really?
It's not a big deal though.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so
really
you just
not.
Got used
part
to
of life.
It. Yeah.
It's part
yeah,
of life. Okay. And I don't have to run to the bathroom. I used to.
And you're then you're fit. You get you know.
Yeah.
You could tell because yeah, you get
yeah,
rid of it.
I'm svelte. Yeah. Fucking yeah. Keep yeah. it right. Keep it tight.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Do you poop a lot?
No, probably twice a day. Once or twice a day.
That's good though.
That's normal.
That's good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's normal.
There's people who don't poop like but once a week, and that is not healthy.
What is? Why can't they go? Why can't they do it?
Because they have a problem.
It with just their intestines? And
yeah, their diet or their yeah. exercise or
yeah.
Are you on a strenuous diet? Like, what do you eat?
No, I just don't eat a lot of stuff. But it's like
you garden though, yeah.
I do.
You yeah, do. You're a gardener.
I like to. I love it. I really do. It's kind of been on and off the last year or so because I've been out of town a lot. But
what do you garden?
Right now, I'm growing some cilantro and parsley.
Really?
And I started some spinach seedlings, and I have some peas and some radishes.
Silly question.
And chives.
The yes. cilantro and the parsley. Do you yeah. have to separate when you like from the other stuff because they're so potent?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I am a no guy on cilantro.
You
parsley,
are.
Parsley, very little.
And onions.
You have a little bit of parsley. Yeah. Onions got to be careful with too. Yeah.
You don't like onions at all.
He doesn't like it. Yeah.
They have to be very cooked. I had Ethiopian food recently that was like very cooked, and I was like, I can handle these.
Yeah, I don't eat raw onions. I do not eat them at all.
I don't taste anything else. I just taste that thing, and I'm like,
it's
ruining. Yep.
What about garlic? Raw garlic? No.
Oof. I like garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about raw garlic, but
okay, yeah.
But raw garlic adds so much flavor. Garlic. I grow garlic too. A lot of garlic.
Oh, nice.
During the pandemic, I grew like fucking. I must have harvested about 50 bulbs of garlic.
Really?
Yeah, at 4 different types too. It was
That's
incredible.
Great.
I was very proud of that. The garlic. Yeah. It's easy to grow garlic too.
How'd you learn how to do that, man? Like
just like trial and error over a long time.
Yeah.
Like for real. Like most people, like you can't look up anything online about gardening. It's ridiculous. You look it up, and it's all this weird information. Everyone lives different places, so they tell you like, oh, you do this here. It's like, but you live in New York, so
right. This doesn't apply to my soil
totally
or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, that's interesting.
My grandpa used to garden a lot.
Really?
Yeah, he had these awesome tomatoes that we'd make BLTs out of.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. Some good BLT. Ooh.
Oh, God, you gotta get
yeah.
Oh. Wait, what did he grow?
He grew tomatoes.
One more time. Okay. Yeah. What did he grow?
Well, he grew a lot of different things in the garden. There's some fruits or some vegetables, but one of the stars of the show was the tomatoes.
What would you make with the tomatoes?
Some BLTs. Yeah, we put pepper and salt on those things. And sometimes we put some lettuce. Sometimes you grow the lettuce in the back of
it.
I
love BLT so much.
Me too. I want one right now. Fan.
Dude, yeah. A BLT.
I want one right now.
A BLT is like the most perfect thing of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most
toast
perfect.
Toast the bun.
Everything about it.
Are you a BLT guy or a BBL guy?
BLT.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't like the BBL.
Hey, do we got any frugal? We have a segment called Frugal Tips.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where people, they email us. It's like right down your alley.
Okay, Frugal Tips. Well,
yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead.
You're going to want to save every cardboard box you get and put it in your garage and just have it be there for years and until you have to break them all down one day in a fit of rage. That's the thing. That's a frugal tip. I got a good one. I got a real good one. This is for real. Guys, this is truly great. Okay.
Hone in on it.
Okay, so, I had tons and tons of yard stuff, like, because I grew all these big ass things. And I had to cut them all back for the winter.
Yeah.
More than could fit, twice as much could fit in the bin, the green bin that gets picked up. So what I did was, so there's the garbage truck, the trash truck comes on both sides of the street, right? Not at the same time. It goes down one side of the street, picks up all the bins, then like maybe 10, 20 minutes later, it comes back to the other side of the street because they go like, they zigzag down the neighborhoods, right? And mm-hmm. they go back, they double back. What you do, you put out your trash, or any trash, recycling, whatever you have too much of, they can't fit in your bin, you put out the bin. You have your guy pick it up on your side, then you go bring the bin in, and you go fill it back up again and put it on the opposite side of the street.
That is actually brilliant.
Dude. The fact that it worked, I was like, this feels like a fucking scam, baby. Yeah. It's so good.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, you just have to scope it out ahead of time. Yeah. To know which side they're going to go down first.
That's true. That's true. But
I need to start.
Doesn't take
noticing.
Much research.
Yeah, I need to start noticing.
Right. Because it might not be your side.
Right. It might be the other side. Might be first. Side. So and then you got to put.
Just put it off. But if someone's got a problem with that, you'd be like, oh, you could just be like, what?
What if someone confronted you about it and they caught you in the act?
I would be like, this is what I'm doing, and you can do it too.
Okay.
Because it's not like they don't get charged extra mm-hmm. or anything.
Yeah. It's just another can to them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just another can. Because yes. also most people put like so much crap in the trash. They put like paint and they put like...
stuff that you're supposed to go to the site to dump.
Yeah. Everyone's bad.
Now you have a buddy who does... We'll get into the frugal tips in a second. But you have a buddy, speaking about garbage trucks.
Yeah.
You have a buddy who knows a lot about garbage trucks.
Well, he doesn't know a lot about it, but he knows a lot. He likes them a lot.
He likes them a lot. And he does... I really like his videos. That he
you
makes.
Do?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I even... this is embarrassing, but I bought his merch. I really like his.
Oh, that's his stuff, huh?
Yeah, that's his stuff.
That's Wayne makes
and
that.
And my son,
he?
Who is obsessed with garbage trucks, loves this shirt.
That's so cool.
That's
cool. Yeah.
Kids like Wayne.
Cool. Yeah. Wayne's a good dude.
Is that his business?
No, he just is a big fan of garbage trucks and he follows them around.
I like the art.
Yeah.
It's almost like
he drew that.
I think Wayne drew it, right?
He drew it.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you're not familiar with Wayne, I'll have to send you some.
Yeah. I like to see his stuff.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, he loves garbage trucks.
Okay,
yeah.
That's your buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He's here. Wayne? Should I have him come in?
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne, will you come in, please?
Oh, Wayne!
Oh, hey, what's up, y'all? Oh my god! Oh god! This is freaking cool. What is this? Like,
we're just talking about your garbage trucks.
I love garbage trucks. I freaking love garbage trucks.
Nice.
Honestly, a lot of people like email me saying like I don't like garbage trucks, but I do like garbage
trucks.
You
do actually like them.
Why would I go outside, walk around, and get a honk? Why would a garbage truck driver who doesn't really know me, why would he, when I say do this, why would he honk if he did not like think that I didn't like garbage trucks?
True.
What does that mean?
This is what if you this is international symbol is, for
it's pulled, this, right?
No, it's this. It's not it's this. Imagine
well, you, it's not this.
Imagine there's like a string up top. Because the, these trucks got a string and that's yeah, how you pull,
okay, pull the string.
The horn, you pull it. You do this, and it will they honk, they do
yeah.
Sometimes they'll go honk honk. Sometimes yeah. just go, huh? And sometimes you get I got a triple one time.
You got did. A triple?
He has like
that made your day?
Oh, it might it's just yeah, I was screamed.
So how's the wife and the kids?
I just live with my grandma.
Okay.
Yeah. My grandma, I live with my grandma, and we watch TV, have cereal, and I just look out for garbage trucks. And not just garbage trucks, like cement trucks or paving trucks or scoopers, pushers, diggers, loaders.
What's a scooper?
It's like one of these big old trucks. It has this thing on it. It's like a spoon, but it's made of metal, and it's just, it gets in the ground. It'll take the ground, and it'll just, you know, pick it up like easier than you would pick up a piece of a dirt that was the size of a you know, something small.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
They're strong. This is like a freaking gosh darn, like, it's like a machine that is, it could, you know what? If we didn't hear it all, it could drive right through and squish us all. We would be, whoop, nothing I can do because it just squished you down.
Yeah.
It's like a house had wheels and tank treads. It's just, nice. Heck, freaking cool.
Now, I know how much you like garbage trucks.
Right,
but
I love garbage trucks. But
do you have a preference on the kind of truck, like a pickup truck that you would want? Like mm-hmm. if it went down like a category, like, you know, like a Chevy, a Ford, a Honda, you know?
I probably want a white truck. A truck that's white, that's got like numbers on it and stuff.
Like why a license plate?
Why a white truck?
Because then you could drive it to work to get into your garbage truck.
Oh
yeah!
I went in a dump truck with my big pop once because he used to.
Oh, you did a dump truck?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dump trucks are good.
Yeah, yeah. He used to pick up loads and then dump them at different sites and stuff like that. And I went with him, and it was very interesting. I sat in the truck.
Oh yeah, it's bumpy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's really bumpy. Mm-hmm. I've only been in a garbage truck one time.
Yeah.
It was in Las Vegas.
Why were you? How did you get inside one?
I went to the Waste Expo in Las Vegas, and I got to ride in an electric garbage truck. Nice. And the driver, he swore. He said some cool stuff. He said if it shits, it gets something like that. And he let me honk the horn.
Yeah,
and
hold up. Let me time it with my fart. Go ahead.
That's garbage from the body right there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wow, that's really.
Go ahead. Do the
if
horn.
If it shit. Wow, I would not be allowed to do that at home.
Okay.
Would your grandma whoop you?
She'd not whoop me. She'd just be like, Wayne, don't fart.
Okay.
Wayne, if you're farting, you got to change what you're eating.
Sorry, Wayne.
Well, I gotta go. Okay. I gotta go.
Sorry. I'm sorry. All right, Wayne, thanks for coming by.
I gotta go
thanks
pick
for
up
coming
a,
by, Wayne. And,
okay.
Hey, I'm sporting your stuff.
Don't be such a stranger, Wayne.
Yeah, go to my friend Johnny's website and get those. Garmin, you can get those shirts that got all
just
sizes.
Just my nipples.
You just got it.
Or JohnnyPemberton.dog.
It's on Instagram. It's on linked on Instagram.
Okay, cool.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Instagram. Yeah. Okay,
get
see
your
ya.
Shirt today. All right,
see you, Wayne.
See you, Wayne.
Well, that was cool that we got to.
Oh, that was great. I like him a lot.
To see him for a bit.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
It's nice to take a little break just now, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Huh. Yeah. He's a cool guy, you know?
Like, yeah, I liked him. He was really
I'm glad that I got to meet him in person because I've been following for a while.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've seen he's got videos out on the internet.
Okay, Ryan, you said you do have some Frugal Bros tips?
Yeah, we have some.
Okay. Do you want to read the first one?
Sure. This one comes from
Levi, take advantage of Amazon's return policy. Most things can be returned within 30 days.
So we have a rating system on the Frugal Bros tips, whether or not it's one is good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
One is good. That's okay. Like a gold star Frugal Bros tip.
Right.
That would be like one that you gave. Gold okay. star, right?
Yep.
Or gold scissors, however you want to look at it. Now, five would be that's just stealing. That's not a really being frugal. You're working the system to just steal something.
I think it should have a triangle because there's also it should be a third axis where it's like, that's just how life works. Like that one's sort of like, yeah, that's how returns work everywhere that has
like
returns.
Like a zero.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that a zero?
Feels like that's a zero.
Like whoa. Saying that Amazon has return policies, everywhere has a return policy.
Johnny, is that a zero?
I think it would be a zero.
Okay.
Whoa! It's not a mean thing. It's just more, no, more like
it
saying...
it could go negative.
Yeah, we could go negative.
It could go negative. Okay, what's the next one?
All right, this one comes from V from London. It says, when you think you're finished with your toothpaste, use your scissors and cut the tube in half. There's always some extra toothpaste left. I get 3 to 4 days extra by this.
That's actually pretty frugal. That's a good one.
That's a pretty good tip.
That's a pretty good one.
I've done that with hand lotion. I have really dry hands.
Oh, yeah.
You cut it?
I mean, you cut it.
You're like, a cutter?
Let's save that for later. yeah. I will cook, if you get like nice hand cream, you know? Yeah.
Right. You want to soak up as much as you can.
Yeah, because I want that smell. I want that nice smell.
Your hands look soft, too.
Oh, they're rough and red. These look like shit right now. I look like a fucking, like I've been working out in the Baltic Sea.
No, you look good,
you know,
buddy.
The Baltic Sea.
So we give that a 3?
I would give that a 2.
Yeah,
two.
That's a 2.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, next one. I'm a superintendent in New York City of a large building. For taking care of the building, they give me a free apartment, cable, and internet. I also order supplies for the building and order extra for myself, toilet paper, napkins, detergent, soap.
I think that's called, here's something frugal. Have a job.
That's leaning towards a 4 or 5 for me. Because you're just working the system to just order extra stuff on their dime. Yeah. Right?
Is that kind of stealing?
I mean, it sort of is.
But he works for the company. That's a hard one.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Maybe you could use that as an excuse.
Maybe that's like a 3. Maybe that's like a 3.
Yeah, 4.
It's like kind of middle of the road, 3, 4.
Yeah.
3, 4.
There are all these people who got busted not that long ago for doing something similar, and they were able to embezzle like millions of dollars over the course of 20 to 30 years.
Did they win?
No, they got caught.
Ooh.
And they got caught bad.
Oh, wow.
But not as lightweight as that. They were doing something like, they had like a, they were just doing fake billing. That's the oldest scam.
Oh,
You just create a fake invoice for a fake business and you overcharge.
Really? Wait, keep going.
I mean, all this is what literally every business does. Like everyone is a criminal. All people who
just bill them.
Everyone's doing crimes.
Steve starts taking notes in the corner. Wait, you just bill them?
Yeah, you just bill them.
People bill insurance companies. You just bill them.
Well, insurance companies are literally thieves.
You owe me teeth.
Yeah.
That's actually, speaking of that, how close are we to that?
Pretty close. I think we're there now.
Are we?
Because someone just bought my album for $400.
What? Add it up. So we have this ongoing thing on the show just to catch you up.
I just dropped an album and they said if my Bandcamp sales surpass 1,000, then I because my teeth are messed up.
Okay.
So that means I'll have to go to the dentist.
Go to the dentist? Just the dentist, not the orthodontist. The dentist.
Yeah.
The dentist. He needs to get like some X-rays taken and then also just cleaned. Just he hasn't been there in how many years?
I don't remember.
That's you gotta go.
See? Yeah. And just to throw it in my face today, he's wearing a first annual dental school pub crawl March 2006 shirt just to rub it in that he hasn't been to the dentist.
What do you think about that, Johnny?
I think it's...
is that a sign?
It is a sign, but you know what they're going to tell you, though?
What are they going to say, Johnny?
They're going to say, Stevie, they're going to tell you that you should not be chewing tobacco.
See, I don't know if I could go then.
Oh, but you're going to go. They're going to say it.
I can't give this up.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to
this. This is my lifeline.
Is it?
I love
Why
it.
Why don't you do the
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He calls tobacco.
Hey, what about those little packets that everyone does? Like that's called Zen. You know what?
I might go back to the. Yeah, see? I might go. Okay, see? I might go back. You're right. You're right. See? You're right.
I mean, that stuff is obviously classic and it's probably tastes better. But the Zen is.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just.
This is the face he does when he's acknowledging what you're saying, but he's not going to change.
I will.
I will. Yeah.
Sure. Johnny, you're absolutely right.
You used to do Zen.
Yeah.
And then you, when did you start doing tobacco?
Man, and I went through them so fast. Oh,
okay.
Went through that like bubble gum.
When did you start doing the regular tobacco again?
Years, man. You know?
Years back on this.
Well, because I wrestled in high school and then it started back in like.
Right.
Yeah, in the 90s, man.
But isn't like Zen kind of new?
Yeah, there's Zen and there's the company called On and they had, but there's only like.
It's all the same thing.
15 that come in there and I go through those so fast. Like this will last me like a week. And then the Zen will last me, what, two, 3 days, if that. Yeah. So this frugal brother tip, stick with this.
Do we have time for one more for the challenge?
We do. We do.
All right.
The last one was from Mike from NYC, by the way.
Mike from NYC, what up?
All right. This one comes from Jim. Whenever your controller, Xbox controller, charging cable, batteries, any of that stuff breaks, go to the store, buy the same thing, swap them out of the package and return it.
Ooh, that's cold.
That's a cold-blooded
Woo!
Move.
That's a bullseye.
Because somebody else is going to get that
probably.
Yeah, that's cold. If they repackage that at Best Buy, that somebody else is probably going to get your dead charger.
That's cold.
That's ice. Number one, baby. That's a one, baby.
Wait, so you like it?
Well, for him, it's good. Not for the person who buys the defective thing.
It's cold.
That's cold, though. So that's a four or five.
Where's that sound come from in life?
I don't know. I love it. You brought it here into our.
But that's like a thing that I feel like I've heard someone say in like a movie or like an old guy from like Puerto Rico, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I thought that was your thing.
No.
It's your thing now, though, here.
Fuck yeah.
It's here.
It's the sound of a BLT,
Maybe it transmuted in my brain. It really was just a guy going like, oh. Yeah. And now I've changed it into this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a five, isn't it? That last one was like a five.
No, it's like a three, because if you return it as defective, they'll send it back to the manufacturer.
Oh. That's true, yeah.
Oh, then that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'd say 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's time for the challenge. So, guys, we know this about Johnny, that he's got a good buddy named Wayne that is really into garbage trucks. Right. And what we like to do is sometimes model the challenge after the guest or some of their life experiences, right? Now, this is the human garbage truck challenge, okay? The three of us are each going to have a 12-pack of sodas or pops, whatever you call them, depending on your region. And we have a couple aquariums that are outside. The goal is to... We're going to bring them in here. The goal is to empty the cans into the aquarium.
Right.
And you have to crush the cans in four different ways. With your hands. Three different ways. But it's four, four, and four. Hands is one. Feet is the other one. And butt is the third.
Okay.
So four cans you have to crush with your hands, four cans you have to crush with your feet, and four cans you have to crush with your butt.
Damn.
Okay? Once the first person who gets... The first two people who get the cans inside the garbage bag after they've emptied them out and crushed them properly wins. The loser is the last person who has not crushed their cans and transferred them to the aquarium. And they have to take a swig of the aquarium out of the pop. And the aquariums have been sitting outside in my backyard for probably a few weeks without being washed or whatever.
So they're just like full of scum.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's probably bugs. There's probably spider webs in them and different stuff like that.
Yeah. Like Giardia.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We could do that on here?
Oh yeah.
Really? Are we gonna take turns, or is it?
No, it's all at once. It's a race.
At the same time.
And we use the same aquarium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll all be putting the different. We've got enough. We've got a couple aquariums.
So we'll just put in. We dump the soda, and then we have to crush them.
Either with our hand, our feet, or our butt. But it's 4, 4, and 4.
So you have to do all of them.
Yeah.
4, 4, 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you put the empties in the trash bag. If they are not empty when you crush them, I will DQ you because it's going to make a mess that way.
Oh, it's going to make a huge mess. You got to empty.
So if you're DQ, that means you're out.
You automatically lose, yeah.
You lose and you have to drink the fluid out of the aquarium.
Because if you stomp a full can, it's going to explode everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a DQ.
Is it cold at least, the soda?
Somewhat. They might be room temp.
They are room temp.
Okay. I don't want to play this.
You don't want to play this?
No.
I love you, Johnny, for that, brother.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Hey, get it. I don't want to do it either.
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is let me do what I want?
Yeah, this is your day. Johnny, you could...
Silence,
you
Steve.
You set the precedence.
One second. I need silence for one second. Johnny. Please. Here's what I'm going to do. If you really, really in your heart of hearts don't want to do this, is it because of the fear of losing and having to do the punishment?
No, I think it's because the entire thing.
Yeah, me too.
Like the squishing of the cans with my butt.
It's not bare butt.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's a piece of metal.
Yeah.
It's metal. It's going to get on my pants. It's going to get on my shoes. It's probably going to soak through my underwear. It might even hurt my asshole. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to cut my hands. If somebody cuts my hands already from like using knives and machetes and stuff, and I would cut them again probably. Also, the idea of also losing is just drinking that. It would make me really sick. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to have like extreme diarrhea for a week, and maybe I have to go to the hospital because I drank a bunch of bacteria that's being fueled with sugar, so it's like pumping the bacteria up. Now it's like this super bacteria.
Yeah.
And I have like this terrible, I'd be vomiting and retching, probably start vomiting blood and shitting blood. I would get like so sick, I have to go to the hospital, and I have to like, you know, have to bill you for that. And it would just totally like, you know, one of those things where even if I did win, I'd be like, oh, at what cost did I win? Because I won, and me winning inflicted that onto someone else. They lost. It's like at what cost?
Yeah, I'm totally on the same page as you, Johnny.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
What will make you happy, since Johnny and I don't want to do it? What would make you happy? Shampooing, giving me a like a soda pop shampoo.
What?
Well,
you would prefer that?
Well, shampoo my hair. I mean, just because I would just to get some kind of content out of all the soda.
You can like cut me with a knife. What? I would allow that.
What?
You want like cut? You can like cut a part of my arm and my leg with a knife.
Into the aquarium?
No. Well, anything. If you want me to bleed into the aquarium, I'd do that. I'd rather just get cut with a clean blade.
Then do the soda pop
job. Yeah, honestly. Because that's going to heal up.
Yeah.
It's a clean cut. Wow. I can wash it. I can suture it if it's deep enough. And it's like, you know, it's a controlled thing. But this is a wild card. I don't want to do this wild card.
Yeah, there you go, dude. Totally. What would make you happy? You want to shampoo my hair with soda pop or something in the aquarium? Would that make you happy?
Ryan, how do I even respond to this?
I mean, because they want to see something, because I don't want, I'll take, you know, I totally agree with him, but I know you guys like invested and you guys planned for this grand finale of a challenge. And I know it'll kind of like, it'll irk you that we didn't do anything with the soda pop. So I'm trying to make you happy, him happy, Brian happy.
I can bend,
the viewer.
I can bend on the punishment. But
I don't want to crush anything either.
Why not?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem fun to me.
What's up with these sodas? Are they like old
soda?
They're
brand new. They're brand new
from
the store.
So you bought them just for this?
Yeah.
What kind of soda are we talking about? Like Shasta?
They're like Coca-Cola. There's Shasta. There's different.
There is Shasta?
There might be.
Fanta.
I do like Shasta.
Cherry Cola, Cherry Coca-Cola, Fanta, and And Canada Dry.
And I'm trying
dry.
To stay away from sodas too, because I'm like, I switched over to sparkling water because I don't want the calories from, like, even because I know I'll probably most likely lose. Yeah. And it'll take away from, like, what I'm trying to do with my diet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to drink soda. Like, I have sparkling. Yeah, my teeth. They'll rot my teeth out before I go to the dentist.
Why do you have these aquariums out there, anyways? Like, what happened to the fish?
We've thrown up in them and.
Is that what they're for? It's
no,
like
but
a
we've
vomit?
Get, yeah, we've thrown up in them a lot.
Yeah. Why are you throwing up a lot?
Oh, just past challenges.
Oh,
past
so many challenges.
So many
we've
challenges.
Thrown up.
Yeah, there's throw up in there.
Oh, guys.
Up. Yeah. So thanks for tuning in to another episode of Sizzle Bros. Definitely check out Johnny's road dates.
We're gonna
okay?
end. We're gonna end with a dance break.
Yeah.
Because that's the only solution is to.
Yeah. Will you dance with us, Johnny?
Yeah, I'll dance.
Okay, now. Let's go in the middle.
Okay, so.
What do we do?
Oh. I forgot the music. I'm actually going to add it in
we'll
a
just,
post.
Yeah,
so
be like
we'll just dance in silence.
So like that thing where you're like.
Are you dancing at home along with us? We hope you are. And I hope you are cracking open a ice cold pop right now. And pouring one out for the challenge that didn't happen.
I'm pantomiming, Sam.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Check out Steve's new album, Puer Eternus.
Check out his road dates.
Yeah, I gotta come to Chicago in February.
Yes!
Mid-February.
Come check out Jeremiah's road dates.
All right.
Yeah.
That's right there, right on the screen.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Scissor Brothers!
Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and to be honest, I was a little bit bummed that there's no challenge, but let's not be negative about it. You know, it's not the Scissor Bros way. It was still an awesome episode with Johnny Pemberton, and I'm a little offended about how he, you know, was trying to culturally appropriate and smell like a giraffe sitting next to me, but, you know, at least he was trying. He was doing his best. Anywho, a lot of stuff going around this holiday season. Some people are getting the common house colds, but for me, your boy, chlamydia, straight up running rampant through my giraffe community. I hope there's a cure. I think there is for that one. I've had it like 6 times. It usually just goes away. It burns or something when I shit. I don't know. Hope you guys are well. Check us out on Patreon and happy holidays and coming episodes soon. Love you. Bye.
I take napkins from Starbucks. As many as I can carry, bitch. I take napkins from Starbucks.